is on issues around rehabilitation of the of the wetland by the applicant of the water use license. And we are quite satisfied that the current skill set we have internal within the organization and working with the department colleagues who are also skilled, we should be able then are looking at this specific areas. The last one, the HDIs that were finalized, they were looking at about in the 2021-22 financial year, we had about 28, which for the HDI sector, and we also want to see an increment in that number in the current financial year, largely due to the kind of support that we want to give to the HDI within the application process. As it stands now, we do go physically to them, we assist them in terms of the registration in the WULA system, we assist them in terms of what kind of documents are necessary for them to submit for the process of the application, and taking them through each and every step until the application process is concluded. Of course, we want to see more numbers coming in to empower the HDI in terms of entitlement of the water rights within our operating area. Thank you, Chairperson, for the opportunity. And that will be our responses to the questions that were asked.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone who still wants to say something? Members, hey. Are we all satisfied? Yes?
Yeah, this is Lusenga, standing in for the DG. We thank you for your guidance today. And these institutions, Chair, have been very much instrumental in assisting us to achieve our goals in terms of water and sanitation goals. And we have, just to confirm also that we have gone through the process of also approving they're considering all their inputs before they came here, and also on a quarterly basis we sit with them to look at what look at their performance. I just wanted to add, Chair, in relation to Inyaka water treatment plant, the department, the director general was in Mpumalanga last week, and he got briefed about that Inyaka water treatment plant, which was handled by Rainwater. And the department is considering a request to allow the Bushbuck Ridge local municipality to operate that wastewater treatment plant. So that is the only thing. But most of the questions, I think, Chair, they've been very well answered. Let us thank our colleagues and also yourself and your guidance in ensuring that at least you keep us on our toes to ensure that we achieve that sustainable development goal number 6. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, thank you very much. I want to hear from the members. Are we all satisfied?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mighty Peterson?
Peterson, let's hear Tseke first, then you will come, Peterson.
I think I'm comfortable with the answers given by all the entities. I thought when the department responds, Melusenga, I thought you'll also confirm your engagement with Inkomati Usutu, with the budget shortfall, your engagement, whether you'll then assist them going forward in terms of their business model, because I think this is a concern for members. I want to hear your voice.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Chair.
Makala Erisenga, let's hear first, Peterson.
Chairperson, no, I just want to say thank you to the presenters of the question, the answers to questions, because there were two things that I wanted to ask and they replied to it before I could ask it. Thank you.
Chair, okay. Can I just say something?
Yes.
Chairperson, I still feel that the issue of hoarding water, yes, the chairperson of Brede Holder responded, and he said the question was a bit tricky because at the same time, as much as he doesn't know if it was proper for them to do that, to hold water, but fortunately they were able to provide. That is a gray area which needs to be dealt with. But I will still continue to raise it because we cannot allow a situation where people keep water as if they are owning it privately. Water is supposed to flow, and it does not belong to any farmer or any individual. Yes, the positive is that the different municipalities were able to get water, but the principle around that is my problem. So the other point which I wanted to emphasize is on the TCTA, yes, about upskilling. I agree that they don't have finances, they don't have this and that, but it's important that we skill our people. They go to schools, they go to universities to motivate young people to go in that direction, because otherwise you're going to have problems in future. Some of people are beginning.
Chairperson, mute your mic.
Okay. Can I continue?
Continue.
Yes. Chairperson, I feel that we it's our responsibility, and even the department, to make sure that we skill our young people. Otherwise, we are going to have brain drainage like we have at the moment. We cannot forever say that we don't have people with skills, and the skills which we give are just like temporary skills, and then after that, they are going to be in the streets unemployed. Let us take conscious decision as this entity to go recruit, mobilize, talk to education department. We cannot work in silos. We must make sure that the departments talk to each other so that we get the necessary skills for our country. Thank you, Chair. Am I the only one here? Everybody's gone.
No, we've heard you. Chairperson, Mashego.
Grace.
Looks like, oh, okay, you're still here.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine.
Well, okay.
Honorable Kony, yeah. Honorable Kony is finished now.
Yeah?
Get Honorable Kony over this. We cannot allow our department to respond.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. May I, Chair?
Yes, do.
Yes, may I submit that the department will work with Inkomati Usutu Catchment Management Area Agency regarding its budget in terms of their funding model. And also we've taken note and we'll consider the issues, keep them on the agenda, the issues or the gray area about hoarding of water, and also the issue about the skills. Thank you so much for your guidance. I submit.
Okay. Do I take it that we are all answered, honorable members?
We find Chair.
If so, we might have come to the end of the meeting where we believe we want some follow-ups. We can make that in writing if we do. But thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thank you,
Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. What's a TCTA annual report on time? Jefferson?
Okay, thank you very much.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
TCTA or this year, but the annual report on time.
Hey, I'm a prince. I want to go to Ireland, man. Hey.